And for our producer segment today, we have Joe Daugherty from, I don't know what you call your company, Joe. I just know your name and your phone number, and you send us
Joe
beautiful
Daugherty
mushrooms.
Specialty mushrooms.
Okay, there you go.
Just left it at that. We were going to change it, but all the chefs know me as Joe, so.
So why change it?
Leave it there. It's easy.
There you go.
So how in the world did you become a mushroom forager? Because, I mean, you don't go to college for mushroom foraging, right?
Oh, no. I began mushroom foraging when I basically could walk. I would go out picking with my family because we all ate the morels, you know, and I started picking. I got pictures when I was, like, 2 years old.
Wow, that's really...
So, you know, it's a big thing in Oregon, you know, the morels, you eat them, and just began picking mushrooms when we'd go wood cutting or go to the forest, because we spent a lot of time in the woods.
And where did you grow up in Oregon?
I grew up in a little town called Klamath Falls, Oregon. It's in southern Oregon. It's about, 12 miles from the California border, by Crater Lake, if you're familiar with that.
Sure.
And so what year did you start foraging mushrooms full-time?
I started foraging full-time, you know, in high school. It was kind of funny. I would go pick, and my senior year, I was trading off my teacher mushrooms so I could get out of class.
Oh, gosh.
I've never heard that particular bribe before. I think that's very creative, Joe.
Yeah,
because, see, I went into, when I say business, I was selling to a customer in San Francisco. I worked with him since I was 12 years old.
So why don't you tell everyone what kind of mushrooms you can find around you?
Around us, starting in the spring morels, that's the big mushroom, fresh morels. We start looking in April, and then we go to porcini.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, my favorite. We pick the porcinis, and then we go to matzah talkies. That's the big money crop here in Oregon, the matsutake, because 90% of those mushrooms go to Japan.
Yeah, that is the prized. Matsutakes are the prized mushrooms. I have a very talented Japanese amateur chef who lives next door to me who is always after matsutakes.
Yeah, that's our big mushroom. You get thousands of pickers, circuit pickers that come here to pick those.
So
now, I got to pick when the money was really good, when people were actually getting shot over them.
Good Lord.
Wow.
Do you have to be armed when you go out to forage?
Yeah, and I was just going to say, do you have to kind of protect the area where you go? Is that something that's a bit of a secret, or is that something that you share?
You know, the newspaper likes to hype it up. We always pack guns, and it's not so much people, but, you know, sometimes animals. Usually 99% no, but it's smart to pack a weapon.
Okay.
You know, but you hear in the paper shoot-offs, and that's the newspaper hyping it up.
It sounds like the Wild West going on out
there,
Joe.
Well, that sounds the way newspapers are everywhere.
Right.
And so after matsutakes, what happens to your season?
And then after matsutakes, we do fall porcini on the Oregon coast.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, we have chanterelles going, and those, you know, start clearing Washington and then work down, you know, Oregon, California. And then we have the cauliflowers, the real exotics, the fried chicken to white chanterelles, and then we start with hedgehogs. You know, normally I like to move into those in December. And then yellow feet, black trumpets, and then, of course, anything that comes out of Italy or, you know, truffles. We get truffles here, too.
What kind of truffles are you? The Oregon blacks. A little bit like Umbrian truffles?
Not even close. The Oregon Black's equivalent to the Italian summer black truffle.
Okay, okay. So more of the caramel.
Yeah, they're a nice product, but they're overpriced once again because it's a truffle, but nothing like a Italian truffle, no.
What kind of trees would they be growing in out there, the truffles?
Oh, the truffles? The truffles here, they like the Douglas fir.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah, it's
the Doug firs.
The hedgehogs we've been getting from you have been just spectacular right now. Is it something that makes a particularly good season for a particular kind of mushroom?
You know, what makes a good season, of course, is rain for the hedgehog, and you got to have, the weather set up. You want rain, and then the hedgehogs like cold weather, so you want to have some freezes because this mushroom can stand the freeze and the cold. Where a porcini, everybody says rain, you want, my opinion, dry weather because it keeps the worms out of the porcini. You want it dry outside.
Yeah, no question. That's a big difference in quality.
I know my porcinis. I spent actually a whole summer, that's all I did was pick, and I mean, I've got spots I can tell you when it's producing, and hell, I picked it on the day I was getting married that morning.
That's a serious mushroom forager there.
Yeah, we're diehards here.
You are. That's awesome.
So I got two last questions for you, Joe. What is your favorite all-time mushroom dish, and what is your favorite wine with a mushroom dish?
As far as my favorite mushroom dish, I had at a restaurant in Denver, Barolo Grill. I had some cream chanterelle soup, and I'm not a big mushroom eater. It was not bad, though.
You shouldn't ever tell anyone you're not a big mushroom eater.
Well,
because
it's just because I work with them. I like the black trumpets because those are actually not too bad.
That's interesting.
Favorite wine, I'm not a big wine drinker, but we get some wine because we'd trade the winemakers there in Walla Walla, if you're familiar with their wine.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We'd usually go in around 11:30, and they'd be pretty tipsy. We'd trade them a box of chanterelles, and then give us like two bottles of wine.
Okay.
I think you could work a little harder. You have pretty beautiful mushrooms. I think you can at least get three or four out of some of the better growers.
Yeah, we work very hard. Well, our products, when we get it, of course I forage, but also we buy too from the pickers, and we are their paycheck, so they're out every day picking, and I'm known to pay a high price, but also we buy quality. I mean, I supply you guys to, when Charlie Trotter was around, I was working direct with him and Matthias.
Mm-hmm. Well, we appreciate you very much what you do, and really appreciate you coming on the show.
Yeah, your mushrooms are beautiful.
And you may not love to eat them like crazy, but it seems like this time of the year especially, all I want to do is eat mushroom dishes.
Yeah, I eat the trumpets and stuff. Just if it was up to my wife, she'd be taking them. And when she's taking truffles, that gets expensive.
that's what happens.
Oh, well, yes.
Thank you, Joe.
Well, thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
Great to talk with you.
Have a good day.
You too.